Welcome back to the Rush Hour. The Lions, the gift that keeps on giving, I say. 2019, their year, another win for them at home. It was a beauty. They won 85-66 over the Hawks. Cam Rayner, who booted a couple on the weekend, thanks for being with us tonight on the Rush Hour.
Cheers, man. Thanks for having us.
Firstly, I'm pleased you took some of my advice and you sorted your hair out, mate. I noticed that on Saturday night. Much classier, and you actually look like a fine young man and representing your club well.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, I had to clean it up a little bit. I think Mum and Dad were pretty happy when I saw I got a haircut. So
it was much better.
Cleaner.
Yeah, it was much better. I was very impressed when I saw it. Notice, I thought, oh, he's taking my advice. Hey, mate, in front of 25,000 people, yeah, it was a slow start. Like I watched it, mate. The Hawks, they got away to a belter, but you guys pegged them back, and it showed a lot of resolve from this young side.
Yeah, definitely. They come out of the blocks pretty hard, and we thought they would. You know, I think coming up to the Gabba now, it's become a bit of a fortress. So, you know, team's probably going to want to try and jump us at the start. So we probably weren't prepared for that as we should have been. But I guess, yeah, it showed the resilience and the toughness of our emerging group to come back and peg this one back.
Good to get a couple of goals for yourself. I know it's where you want to be and you want to be kicking them, but to actually get a couple and they were beauties.
Yeah, it was good to get back in the scoreboard. I've been a little bit quiet recently, so finding a little bit of form in the last couple of weeks, which has been good, so hopefully we can just continue that on throughout the year.
At that level, I mean, it must be hard during the course of a season. Some days are rocks and some days are diamonds. I'm really pleased that Chris Fagan, he stuck loyal with you because, I mean, you've found unbelievable form where, you know, you're a bit down on it maybe 3 to 4 weeks ago, so it shows a lot of loyalty and faith from the coach.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. You know, it means so much for him to back me in and trust me, and I think, you know, after the last couple of weeks where I wasn't as good, he's been the main person just to, you know, keep giving me confidence and holding me up. So, yeah, I owe him a lot. But as you said, it was good to get back into it. And obviously getting the win helps a lot as well.
Yeah, my man crush is Lachie Neal, and he cops another 30 disposals. I mean, seriously, this bloke, yeah, I mean, he's got Brownlow written all over him.
Yeah, he won't want to tell him that. He might get a little bit of a big head. But he's been awesome this year. You know, he just keeps on giving. And I think, as you said before, the gift that keeps on giving, he's definitely, that's him. He's been awesome this year for us. And, you know, hopefully continue his form throughout the year.
How are Hawthorn? I mean, they literally stopped running. It just got bogged down. They must have been devastated by the end. I know you guys don't care, but you can, when you're on the field, you can feel the momentum shift. Yeah, where do you go to after a loss like that?
To be honest, I think the momentum comes a lot from our crowd, though. I feel the Gabba's been getting packed this year and it's turned into a fortress and somewhere where it's fit to be played. So, you know, I thought we've been pretty good this year at running our games, and we knew that if we could hang with them for the first half or the first three quarters, we could come out of the game strong. But, you know, they gave a really good contest and we think they're a good team. And I guess we just got the chocolates over them on the weekend.
Geez, you're cemented in the eight now. And this weekend, the problem is with the Lions is the games that you guys are expected to win, e.g., the Dogs, it could be a different scenario, but this one against the Blues, who are sitting at the bottom of the table, it's on Sunday at Marvel, or Saturday Arvo at Marvel, sorry. This one you guys must win.
Yeah, definitely. I think as an emerging group, you have those dips and flows as a team. But as you said before, they've been playing some pretty good footy, even though they're sitting at the bottom of the ladder. They're still a competitive team. So even though it's a good win on the weekend, we've passed that one on now. We'll do our review and go head straight to Carlton. So we're looking forward to it. It should be a cracky game.
Do you get to have a beer after a win like that on Saturday night? I mean, I know you guys are elite athletes, but you're still men. Like, you have a couple of skewies or it's not? You're just in mid-season, you just don't risk it.
Oh, it's not bad to have, you know, one or two beers. I think that's just good for the culture as well, the boys, just for everyone to get around each other. So, it was good to be around. We weren't too bad, but we've got another game in a week's time, so you've got to pretty much focus on that. But, you know, we're still people as well. It's not a 365 athlete, you know, every single day of your life. So,
yeah, I'm like that as well. Yeah, I get it.
You got to make sure you still enjoy both sides.
Cam, hey, great win, mate. Best of luck for Saturday Arvo when you take on the Blues. Thanks for being with us on the Rush Hour.
Cheers. Thanks, Matt.
Good on you. Jim Tucker joining us shortly. This is the Rush Hour on Triple M.